This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Focus on you, your body, your well-being, your health, all that good stuff, as we go to the inbox at Good Day Health. And look what we find. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack runs a clinic in Salt Lake City. He's a Nuka chiropractor, a specialist in working on your upper cervical area. He's a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife run the clinic together. She's an expert when it comes to what you put into your body, the health of your body, your well-being. He has all kinds of gadgets. If you're fortunate enough to go to his facility, you'll get gadgetized. I like that. I'm very pleased having made that word up. You get gadgetized.
Not as much as if you went to a hospital and the gadgetization that takes place there.
Well, but I think under the circumstances, what I sense when I go to your place is that there's a competency that comes from understanding that there are tools and then there are tools. So, yeah, you're right. A lot of tools at hospitals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The thing that fascinates me more than any of the other things, other than lying down and having you just manipulate below my ear, and it makes me feel so good. Yes, ba-da-ba-boom, is the heart monitor thing that you have. Explain how that works. Chiropractors aren't necessarily people you'd think of that would have a heart monitor. But when you did me, you tested and found a whole lot of stuff. So advise people on what they should be asking for when they go see their cardiologist.
Well, sure.
Get themselves checked out.
At the same time, the EKG, the electrocardiogram, which uses, you know, several leads that are attached to the body, and they're looking at the electrical signals being generated in the heart. The same time that device was developed, there was another device developed by Dr. Roy Lee called the electrocardiograph. And what this thing did is it wasn't measuring electrical activity of the heart. It was measuring the strength of the heart muscles' contraction and how well the valves themselves, all four of the major valves, were operating. Mm-hmm. And it works on the basis of an accelerometer. And anybody that's got a Fitbit or a Apple phone watch or any of these things, these new kinds of phones and watches have accelerometers in them. In other words, depending on which way you move the device, it will send out a positional signal. Well, that same accelerometer is built into this device that goes over the chest wall with your clothes on, as long as it's not too thick, you know, clothing, and putting it directly over top of the four valves of the heart, the mitral, the tricuspid, the aortic, and the pulmonary. We can determine the strength of the heart muscle contraction and how the heart valves are working. Now, with the EKG, the medical approach to this, the EKG will not show anything unless there's some damage, because it's running an electrical polarity kind of signal through the heart from one side to the other. And as long as there's no MI, no myocardial infarction that's ever happened, even if it's on a very, very small level, it will still leave some kind of scar tissue in the heart muscle. You may have had one and never have known it, but the EKG will show, oh, you know, you've had a heart attack at some time in your life. Unless that's happened, the EKG will be completely normal. It will show, it'll have a negative report. There's nothing to show, even though you could have serious heart disease going on that hasn't shown up as a heart attack yet. With the device we're using, I hesitate to use the term, it looks into the future. because it's not, you know, it's not some psychic thing. It's looking for weaknesses that we can determine and say, hey, you know, here's some things you might want to consider because the heart muscle isn't contracting as strongly as it should, or a particular valve, like the most important one, the mitral. You know, I only say that because they're all important, obviously.
Sure they are.
But the mitral is the one that usually gets most people later in life. And if it's not slamming shut like it should when the ventricles contract to make sure the blood is going into the aorta, not back up into the atrium, there's going to be regurgitation, some leakage, something called ejection fraction. That's how much blood actually leaves the left ventricle when the muscle contracts. Should be at a certain percentage. When these things are shown on the graph that we're using, then we start making some recommendations. If we see something really serious, then we'll say, hey, you need to go see your cardiologist right away.
Yeah.
Don't pass go. Don't collect 200. Go straight to your cardiologist,
yeah.
Which occurs sometimes. Most of the time, we'll just see a weakness here or there, and we suggest things. And the coolest thing about this, Doug, is it will say, here are some supplements we want you to chew up. We want you to wait about 15 or 20 minutes, and we're going to retest.
Well, I think I did that. I didn't do it in 15 minutes. I waited until the next time I showed up in your office. But I did that because you found some irregularities when you tested my heart using that device.
Yes.
So I went
and
on to...
And within 15 to 20 minutes, the thing will show improvement in the area where there was a weakness.
Yeah. All right. So that's something to keep in mind. Jack offers a full spate, an interesting word, of concierge medicine. You can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com where you get all the info on Jack and his wife and his practice, what happens there, how you can take advantage of going to the office, or you can take advantage of it from a distance by taking the system, the survey.
Symptom survey,
which is a very practical way of you finding out, without costing you any money, what's going on in your body. Advice will come from all of these things. So check out ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you also will find the info on the latest... this is interesting. Forbidden Musings is the podcast that's out this week. What is that all about? Musings is thought.
Well, it's, yes, it is. It's thoughts, and it's the kind of things that patients will ask us behind a closed door.
Ah.
And so I like, as you know, when you've been in the clinic, I like leaving the door open. You know, there's no disrobing. There's none of this stuff that takes place. But I like leaving the door open unless the patient says, hey, do you mind closing the door for a few minutes? Well, I'll go close the door.
Yeah.
And some of the things they bring up, you know, and there's no restriction on questions. Everything is open. No bars held in our office. I don't know if I said that right. But anyway.
No holds barred, maybe.
No holds barred. Yeah, no holds barred in our office.
Yeah.
Right, as far as questions, any question's a good question. And a lot of times it involves sex. It involves intimacy. It involves anatomy. It involves performance. And so we touch on this a little bit, especially on the male side of things.
Mm-hmm.
We touch a bit on podcast 143, as well as some other things. We talk about the antioxidant craze and the
obscenity. One of the things that is very clear for both men and women, if you're not eating well, if you don't have the proper things, the nourishment in your body, you will not enjoy your sex life. It's that simple.
Well, that's it. Everything hurts. Everything is hurt or dysfunctional to some degree based on our lifestyle.
Right.
And the interesting thing about the heart is the first organ in the body to show there's a problem if our lifestyle is kind of off track. But it's also, at the same time, the quickest organ in the body to respond to an improvement in nutrition.
Yeah. So that's good to know. Check it all out. Symptom Survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com and all their podcasts. And they're working on a book that will be out pretty quickly. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the bottom line with you and your health is you're wanting to feel as good as you can. That has to do, as Jack just suggested, talking about the heart circulation, omega-3s. There are three omega oils Omega-3 is the only one that really has any value. There's a 6 and a 9, but I don't think you want to mess with it. I found that limiting to omega-3 is a great idea. And I found that using Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is a fabulous way for me to address not only any issue that my heart might have, but also issues that come about as me, as we all getting older. And if you're active like I am, and Jack is, you get aches and pains. And the knees and the hips and the back and all the joints are going to ache. Krill oil, which is half of the ingredient in Omega 50 Plus, is very good. It's crucial to boost and maintain your joint comfort. So, you want to try this Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10? Give you a month's supply free. Yep, won't cost anything except ship it to you. That's all a couple of bucks. It's not fish oil alone, not krill oil alone. Both together with CoQ10 added in for energy. 800-355-1493. Something free, something good, something wonderful. It'll reduce inflammation all across your body, and that's what causes disease. Real problems eliminated by reducing inflammation, taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. 800-355-1493. Get a free 1 month supply, guaranteed. You will feel better. You don't have to get your money back because you're not paying anything except for shipping. But I think you get onto this and you stay there. That's what they think, too. That's why they're giving you the first bottle free. Purity's number, 800-355-1493. I think I've explained it quite well. Thank you. Get on the bandwagon. Get your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus now at 800-355-1493.
Make it count when driving. Make it count when flying. Make it count when traveling. Make it count when giving back. It's Make It Count Rewards from Marathon. You earn points every time you fill up or make select purchases at Marathon. You save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244. So what should you do right now? Sign up and make it count. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, so quick reminder about a couple of things. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, there are two products that Jack and Mary have created that have sold thousands on Amazon and through their clinic and stuff. If you have a thyroid, and hopefully most all of you do, you'll want to take their Ageless Thyroid product. And no matter what else is going on in your life, whatever other supplement you have, you want to make sure your gut is working properly. Take the Long Life Energy Enzymes. I do every day. I know it keeps my system clean, clear through, and deodorized too. So make sure that you're on that bandwagon. Long Life Energy Enzymes, pretty much that explains what it is. An Ageless Thyroid, a great product for keeping that thing ticking. That's important, too, as you get older. So they're both available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about the EPA allowing a pesticide with known side effects to be back on the market. Jack and I will deal also with blue lights from your iPhone and a new study that explains what dizziness does. That's all up and coming here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here you can check out if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, check out the podcast. Every week we have different information selected from our conversations on the air. Here's a focus, and it has to affect us here in America. In India, a half a billion people are exposed every day to hazardous air. And as a result of that, the people who live in New Delhi are dying on average 6 years before the average death in other parts of India. So if you don't think that the air you breathe, the hazardous air that's in places like this, is a problem, think again. Because it is. It's something you can't really measure per se, I guess, Jack. That's right.
Well, it's... You know, there are stress tests, there are pulmonary function tests, things like that that show whether or not, you know, you don't have to be a smoker to have problems developing in the lungs. 30%
of all the women who have died of lung cancer and they never smoked.
Exactly, that's the crowd I'm talking about, 30%. Yeah. I'm looking out the window, you know, where our deck is, where you've done your show here, not the deck, but the loft.
Right. Yeah.
I can't see downtown right now because of all the smoke, of all the fires that are going on in the western part of the country, especially from California.
And blowing in your direction.
I saw a report the other day that said this last fire in Northern California is so huge that remnants of that smoke will reach New England.
Yeah.
Before August is over with, you will be breathing the stuff we're breathing here.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, in places like Shanghai, Beijing, super huge industrial areas.
And all that stuff blows west across the Pacific to America.
Yeah. Yes. They found particulates from some of those factories in Beijing landing in Lake Okeechobee in Florida. Yeah, as they skim that stuff off the water down there.
You know, you look at that, Jack, and you look at the problems from plastic and other things that we've created for our convenience, and you wonder how smart we really aren't, because we aren't that smart. We aren't. We're doing a lot of damage. Here's a story that is, I think, very important for us to understand. There's a pesticide called chlorpyrifos. Whoever heard of that before? The courts ordered the EPA to remove it from the market. It's been used since the 1960s on food and feed. to preserve it. But the evidence shows the residue on food causes neurodevelopmental damage starting when you're a child.
Yeah. What a lot of these things do, these preservatives, as well as residue that are left over from pesticides and herbicides, are to try to, in this particular chemical, is to prevent oxidation from taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this stuff, some of it's water-based, some of it's oil-based. The oil-based, of course, is put on these plants so that the rainwater and the irrigation water doesn't run it off mm-hmm. and dilute it. And it can't help but get through the processing and onto your breakfast, lunch, or dinner table. And this is why Mary and I are constantly pushing American organic. Organic from other countries aren't necessarily as clean.
But in this country, means nothing when it comes from other, especially China, any place in Asia, if it's labeled organic, it's a joke. It's just a word that gets put on a package. It's meaningless. It's garbage. Don't eat it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Jen, our office manager, just sent me a text saying our bodies do the same thing, carrying things downstream, that we're just a microcosm of the earth. She's exactly right. Yeah. This stuff comes in orally into our mouth, just like we would be spraying this stuff on our plants, and it ends up in the cells of our body because our digestive system, nervous system looks at this stuff and does not recognize it, doesn't know how to process it, doesn't know what to do with it, so it stores it.
So here we are making progress, ladies and gentlemen. We're killing ourselves faster because of all the technology around us. More on that coming up here on Good Day Health.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suspected terrorism in London early today. A man drives his car into security barriers outside Parliament, injuring several people. The Assistant Commissioner of Scotland Yard's Counter-Terror Command says
the driver of the Fiesta, who was alone in the vehicle, was arrested at the scene by armed officers who were already nearby. The man is in his late 20s, and he's been arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences.
Most of the injuries not serious. One person, though, is still hospitalized. London's counter-terrorism unit is leading the investigation. And President Trump tweets this morning, quote, another terrorist attack in London, adding, these animals are crazy and must be dealt with through toughness and strength. 4 states have primary balloting today, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, practicing medicine from his board-certified NUCA approach to things in Salt Lake City, Utah. Website ForbiddenDoctor.com. Lots of helpful information, lots of things that will help you sort out. And if you don't have the answer, then call them up and they'll spend some time with you trying to figure out what's going on. Meanwhile, The technology, this is so frustrating because we all are surrounded. You're on a desk now. There are, if I remember the desk, 3 computers.
Mm-hmm.
The Mac that's to your left, I mean, I can visualize. We all have these. I've got 3 computer screens in front of me. Carrie's got 4 in front of her. And then we go through our day with the iPad and the iPhone and all this other ridiculous stuff that supposedly makes our lives better. But, do they really?
No.
There's a blue light that comes from your phone and from your tablets that, according to research, could make you blind. University of Toledo studying the impact of this blue light. Do you switch yours on to different? You can do nighttime light, and it's only, I think it's yellow, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little more. That drops the blue spectrum out of the screen.
Yeah. So what is there about the blue that leads to macular degeneration, do you suppose? This is,
well, you know,
blind to this.
The You know we have rods and cones in our eyes. The rods pick up the black and white. The cones pick up color. Yeah. They're right there at the macula, the thing that we have problems with, macular degeneration. And there are more green receptor sites there than red or blue. Just like on your TV screen, you've got red, green, and blue. But there's twice as many green as there are other colors. I think nature did that on purpose to drive us towards food, cleanliness, purity, that kind of thing. However, the blue that's generated from these machines, there's a lot of different arguments as to why it's that way, is an unnatural shade of blue that does not normally occur in nature.
Where does it come from?
I guess that's what unnatural. It's generated by the computer.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be able to make it a little bit more attractive in daylight. The problem is that in the darkness, when you're more dilated, pupils are more dilated, you're getting a bombardment, according to this research, of an unnatural shade of blue that can actually hurt those cones that pick up color in your eyes that are in the center of the macula. And so industry stays one step ahead of all this stuff, and they have the shading now. I forget what it's called, but almost all computers have it built into the system that will shade out the blue. And so you get more of a yellow color to the thing.
So then what's the help? Some people suggest filtered glasses. How do we save ourselves, protect ourselves from this? Now we know what it is. What do we do about it?
Well, if you're going to be looking at a computer screen, you want to get that,
Well, everybody is looking at a computer
screen. The software.
Screen.
Well, the software will take care of it for you. You just turn it on so that it filters out that blue, especially at night. Now, whether you need to wear special shades or this kind of stuff, you can go as far as you want in the sense of being concerned over things like this. However, this is going to sound a little kooky, but it's as damaging as wearing sunglasses. We weren't designed to wear sunglasses. Our eyes were designed to get a normal sun spectrum radiation of light during daylight hours. And even constant use of sunglasses can hurt the macula in the long run because the macula is not being exposed to normal levels of light.
All right, so you're not offering help. What's the bottom line? What's the way to eliminate the problem or to save yourself from it?
No, you can make sure that you have plenty of good organic foods, organic vegetables, or something that ate those organic vegetables to make sure that your eyes are getting the proper level of nutrition that they need. Mm-hmm. You can use that special built-in software in your computers that when the light levels outside get lower, it turns off the blue and just leaves the yellow and green on. That's probably some of the best things that you can do right now. I mean, that's easy. That doesn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you have the blue shade dimmed when the lights get darker.
When the lights go down low.
Yeah.
All right. Next item, focusing on dizziness. I would imagine that people who come to you when they have work done, I know sometimes when I've gotten up after you've treated me, I feel a bit dizzy. But that's a sort of one-time occurrence. There are people that go around all the time, and we know they're dizzy with a small d, but this is dizziness with a capital D, dizziness upon standing due to a sudden drop in blood pressure.
Yeah.
May have a link to dementia. What do you think? And stroke risk. What do you think of that?
Well, that's totally different than what I'm doing. What I'm doing, and there's medical research to back up what I've done, or what I'm saying, is that an upper cervical correction definitely will help to lower systolic as well as diastolic blood pressure following a correction. And as long as you hold the spinal correction, the blood pressure stays lower. That's why we always have you go into a resting room right after we work on you to lie down and let this take its effect so it doesn't happen as you're walking out the door. And it's not everybody that experiences that, just a few people, but it's serious enough we want you to lay down. Now, what you're talking about, when you stand up and you suddenly get dizziness during the day, that is usually some kind of an indication of an adrenal insufficiency. Your adrenals will release a hormone the minute you stand up to bump your blood pressure up 10 points.
How do you fix it?
Feed the adrenals.
With?
That's why we love Drenamin. It's a standard
Drenamin
process.
Drenamin is a standard process.
It's a standard process product. It's food for the adrenals. Your blood pressure should not drop when you stand up. It should bump up 10 points. And there's a test. There's a Ragland's test. Ragland's test is what it's called. Yeah. And Ragland's test, we measure your blood pressure lying down, and then we measure your blood pressure immediately standing up. If it drops 10 points, you have adrenal problems, adrenal weakness, and so we want to feed the adrenals with Drenamin.
All right. So that's something you can get, a standard process thing. You want to check it out more thoroughly. Do that symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. Walnuts have been recognized by the American Heart Association and the FDA as a heart-healthy food. There's some new research that provides additional support, and Andy Solomon is going to explain further in the story.
A systematic review from Harvard University examines 25 years of evidence for the role of walnut consumption on cardiovascular risk factors, including cholesterol, triglycerides, blood pressure, and weight. Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer of the Cleveland Clinic, has the results.
The findings showed that diet supplemented with walnut, even as little as 2 tablespoons, resulted in significantly greater decreases in total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and apolipoprotein compared to control diets. In addition, incorporating walnuts into the diet had no adverse effects on body weight or blood pressure.
To come to these results, researchers examined 26 randomized controlled trials representing over 1,000 participants ages 22 to 75 with a variety of health conditions.
This updated review further strengthens the case that enjoying walnuts is a great and tasty way to add important nutrients to your diet while supporting the health of your heart.
For more information on the health benefits of walnuts, go to walnuts.org.
You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
44 past the hour now. I told you we were going to talk about your joint pain. When I say you, it's all of us who have this problem. I know you do, because we all go through it. Our bodies are not built for some of the activities that we want it to perform, and thus, as we grow a little older, we get a little bit more joint pain. Joining us is Dr. Sarkis Bedikian, who's an orthopedic surgeon at Mid-America Orthopedics, and then Barb Crawford, who is a lady, lives in Muncie, Indiana. Let me start with you, Ms. Crawford. You were in your 30s when you first started feeling the impacts of osteoarthritis in both of your knees. What did it feel like?
Well, back in my 30s, I can remember my kids saying, Mom, are you sure you want to do this gardening because you know you won't be able to walk tomorrow? And that really hit me when I look back on that. It's like, yeah, that really was happening. But that was just the stiffness, and you just go with it. But then in my 50s, I was starting to have to make decisions of not being able to participate in things I wanted to do in life. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have the knees that could handle things.
Did you think that you were overly doing it, or were you thinking you were living an average life, doing gardening, you were a teacher, regular activities? So is there something?
I was always very active. Yeah. I loved being very active. I loved it. And that's just the way I was. So I was always going to go for that. I never was going to sit back. Maybe I did too much. I don't know. Other teachers said that I crawled around on the floor too much. But that was just me. You know, that was just me. And I think a lot of people are just very active, and we're finding out at 40s and 50s, your knees are sometimes worn out. You can wear out your joints to an extreme degree. I always kept thinking I need to tough it out. I waited too long. But I finally realized, you know, that I needed to talk to an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. I've been very active. I'm older than you are, but I've had the last 4 or 5 years, especially, stuff going on with my knees. I've been not only a broadcaster, but a farmer all my life, and lots of exercise, lots of work on the farm, and it has taken its toll in joint pain. Let's talk to Dr. Vedikian, whose specialty is osteopedics? Is that the correct way of pronouncing that?
It's pronounced orthopedic.
Okay, just spelled differently. So, you've seen lots of people over your career, just like Miss Crawford, I would guess, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen many women similar to Barb and her experience with how joint pain affects them, yes.
And it does...
both emotionally.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about the emotional. There's a study out, a survey conducted by Edelman Intelligence, that basically has surveyed a couple of hundred women who are between 45 and 65 who had knee problems, knee replacement, hip replacement, that sort of thing. What does that survey suggest?
Well, it suggests that this type of joint pain does impact their personal relationships. You know, some of the details of the study were 2 out of 3 avoided social situations, 4 out of 5 make excuses about not being able to do things, more than half go home early from a night out, 9 of 10 talk about how frustrated, exhausted, and limited they are by this.
Mm-hmm. Is it the pain? Is it the physical pain? What comes first, the physical damage or the pain warning of damage?
Well, I think it's the physical pain that kind of starts things off. That's pretty much, you know, indicative of how much damage there is, because if there's enough damage, it's going to cause pain. And that constant pain and the inability to get relief puts a large emotional strain on people.
More women than men?
I think what this research shows that, you know, women, especially the ages 45 to 65, but yeah, overall it is more women than men.
So are more women than men getting hip and knee replacements these days?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And so what under the circumstances do people need to look out for? The practical suggestion here is that you don't have worry or fear about hip replacements. Is there something you can do to avoid the hip replacements or the knee replacements surgery?
Well, I mean, we always try to avoid. So there is conservative treatment, injections, physical therapy, topical medications, those types of things. And there's always fear with surgery. I mean, surgery is surgery. It is very, very fearful to have surgery. You're worried about the unexpected, the potential problems and risks that could come with surgery.
Yep. So what did you feel before you had your surgery, Barb?
I had fear, and I put it off, but it was the best decision in the long run that I ever made in my life. So I'm really glad, and that's why I'm here, is to tell other women to go ahead and do it, because you'll be walking around with a smile on your face instead of hobbling.
And there are different, as a doctor, do you have different systems, different types of things that you can do under the circumstances, different sorts of operations or replacement pieces you can put in, doctor?
Yeah, I mean, the technology has gotten better over the last 20, 30 years with joint replacement, as well as the exposures. There's different types of exposures that can be done as well, depending on the orthopedic surgeon that's performing the surgery. But we're so much more advanced now than we were 20, 30 years ago.
All right. Dr. Vedikian, thank you, and best of luck to you as well, Ms. Crawford. It's 10 before the...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
After the hour now, as our focus on your health and well-being, a very important part of all the things that I do on the air, featuring the talents, the mind, the ideas of Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, here to talk about aerobic exercise, the conversation about knee replacement surgery, hip replacement surgery, how that comes about. I wonder whether aerobic exercise is good for that. I think any exercise ought to be good for your muscles, but how does it affect your bones? Is it, you know, we have all kinds of need to supplement our body as we get a little bit older. I wonder what actually is there for bones? I mean, we talk about Calitrin. We'll talk a little about that as we get done with this corner of the program. But that's aimed at supplementing the collagen in your body, which affects your muscles and the structure of the flesh and the muscular structure, not the not your bones, your skeleton. So, what aerobic exercise is? What is good about aerobic exercise?
Well, nothing in the body is static in the sense of. You know, when you're building a house and before you put the skin on everything, you've mm-hmm. built the frame, all the 2x4s, 2x6s, whatever else, and you see this wood frame. Same thing inside of a big, a much larger building that has the steel frame. That's a static structure. It doesn't change any. Our bodies, our bones, our muscles are constantly adapting to the demand that we place on it. And the more active we are, the more our body will strengthen the bone and tighten up and improve the tone of the muscle. And the more sedentary we become, like, you know, someone's been a, you know, a, what they call a gym monkey. You know, someone's in the gym 4 or 5 hours a day every day. And then they suddenly take up the couch life. They're going to lose muscle
couch
mass.
Potatoes.
They're going to, couch potatoes. They're going to lose bone density because the body just doesn't need it anymore. Like the fellows and the girls up there in the International Space Station around the Earth. We know that they're up there more than 3 or 4 months, and some have been there as much as a year. I think was the record so far.
Yeah.
They, when they get back down, they literally have to be helped to move around. The Russians have improved that a lot with some of the, their astronauts, because they put them in special suits that are constantly stressing the system. But before they did that, they could come down with as much as a 30 to 40% loss of their bone mass.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was listening to the your show before I got on here about the
knee and hip surgery.
The knee and hip and those things.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's more predominant among women than it is men. Our own individual hormones have a little bit to play with that. Men have a little more testosterone. Testosterone will trigger a little bit more bone mass. However, there are women who go into their 80s who do not have hip and knee pain, because they're extremely active people. Now, I don't mean, you know, to assume that men are more active than women. They aren't. It's an individual. It comes down to it's not a sex thing. It's an individual thing as to how active we are in our lives. And the aerobic exercise not only affects muscles, not only affects the bones, but it affects the brain. A recent study in Neuroimage magazine, which is your subscription may have run out. Mine certainly has. A peer-reviewed journal that presents images of the brain of various kinds of lifestyles and conditions and diagnoses and diseases. And they found out that people who are more actively involved in aerobic exercise, which is just good, fast-paced walking, have far less shrinkage of brain matter the older that they get. And this is significant. It has an awful lot of ramifications for Alzheimer's and other kinds of dementia.
Really? Well, you got to manage your body. You got to know where you are. You got to want to. If you don't care, then that's one thing. If you do care, then you need to get on that exercise program that you're talking about, or stay busy. Also, a good way for you to keep the muscle, build the muscle, is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is a healthy choice, the number one choice for weight loss that's safe and sure. Benefits of using this are you're putting protein in your body. That's muscle building. You push the fat out. That eliminates the weight. And then you keep on the program because you want to maintain the weight, right? You lost a lot of weight since the beginning of the year. I've done pretty well at keeping it off. And that's really what that's the message here, I think, in a nutshell, from Calitrin. Want to lose weight the healthy way? That's all you need to know. You call 833-TOP-LOSS or you go online to toploss.com, get 10% off using a DJV code, and lose the weight.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.